You own it. Now what? Congratulations. You're the proud owner of real estate investment property. After the toasts are over and you finish calling your spouse, mom, and dad to let them know the deal has gone through, you'll sit back, relax, and in about 5 minutes, you'll probably think, now what? Unless you have a plan, which of course you do. You may be amazed to discover that I have never purchased a single property without going through the process described in the last sections. To me, it has never seemed worth the risk to rely on gut instincts alone, and I certainly do everything in my power not to get emotionally attached to any property. In fact, I go into every property deal with the full assumption that I won't close the sale. That sounds pessimistic, perhaps, and anyone who knows me knows I am an optimist through and through. So what's with the negativity? I don't really look at it as negativity. I look at my attitude as realism. No one likes to work harder than they have to, including me. And I know through personal experience and through the stories of hundreds of people who have shared their struggles with me at Rich Dad seminars, there is no fix, no repair, no advertising strategy that can mend a property that you simply paid too much for. Even improved management practices don't do the trick. I hope you realize that no matter how many deals I do, I still go through the same valuation process, the same contract process, the same due diligence process, and perhaps most important, the same property planning process. I don't take shortcuts and, knock on wood, I have not had one property that has not performed. Some may look at what I do and say, the guy must love risk, but in truth, I don't feel that what I do is risky at all. Doing the homework helps create sure things, or as close as anyone can get to sure things. It has paid off for me. By now you know I don't leave much to chance, and buying an apartment building without a solid plan of how I am going to increase income and reduce expenses to maximize my cash flow is not going to happen. Through much of the work you will have completed so far, you should have solid ideas in your plan for how to run your building. That's great. Now's the time to put those ideas in motion. This is not a drill. I repeat, this is not a drill. Follow through. Those are words that will become our mantra as I walk you through managing the property. Before you think that we'll be talking about shampooing carpets and trimming trees, let me clarify that managing the property means following through on your property plan and staying within your operating budget. Managing the property is about maximizing your cash flow. At this point, you may have already decided to manage the property yourself or to hire a professional management company. I know plenty of people in both camps, and they all say the same thing. It is simply a matter of choosing how you want to spend your time. I know one property owner who is incredibly successful. He has vacation homes in some of the most beautiful places on earth. He owns apartment buildings. We manage them, but he does all his own painting. Sure, it saves him a ton of money, but it's more than that. I think it's being part of management that he really enjoys. Property manager job description. Regardless of whether you decide to hire outside management or do it yourself, you want to make sure you know either what kind of job you've just created for yourself or what you expect of the property management company you hire. So think of this section as either what to look for in a property management company or what to expect of yourself as your own property manager. The key to good property management has to do with systems. Systems to handle advertising and marketing, leasing, employee-related issues, hiring of outside vendors and bidding for services, reporting, emergencies, maintenance requests, rent collection, accounting, operating budgets, legal procedures, and anything else necessary for running rental property. Not only must a property manager have all these systems in place, he or she must follow them. The tasks of a property manager fall into several categories. Solving problems daily. The main function of a property manager is first and foremost to implement your property plan, and second, to solve problems. This is what I do every day with my property management company. My staff and I handle thousands of units combined, and even though our job title says property manager, we are really problem solvers. Because the reality of the business is that you are managing a lot less than you are problem solving, especially in the beginning, when you just take over a property. Handling staffing issues. Property managers also handle all staffing issues. If you need a leasing agent on site, the property management company will have a trained and qualified professional to handle the job. If you are doing it yourself, either you or someone you hire will take on the task. That means you'll be responsible for training and equipping the person you hire with all the knowledge, skills, and materials he or she will need for success. This can include training in customer service, sales, fair housing policies, and so on. You'll also need a maintenance person or handyman. Again, this may be you or it may be someone you hire. If you contract with a property management company, they will usually provide this service. If you are managing the property yourself, look for a person who has enough time and who will be available to you anytime you call. The last thing you want is a resident with a leaky water pipe or a clogged toilet waiting for service. It's damaging to your property as well as to your reputation. An angry resident will move out and not only leave you with a vacant, non-income generating problem, that angry resident will cost you money to get the unit back into rent-ready condition.